Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Denny Huff. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now, let's meet the people. Welcome back, folks, to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Denny Huff.
And I'm Chip Haley. And you know, Denny, today's guest is the first guest here on Meet the People of MCB for 2022. And I cannot think of a better guest to start the new year.
That does sound good. Sure does. Hopefully not the last guest we have of 2022, but we'll start off with a bang, that's for sure. Tom Armstrong's our guest today. Hi, Tom.
Hello. Hello, everybody, and glad to be with you.
Well, we're glad that you made it today. So hope you had a good Christmas and a happy new year to you, Tom. You and Bev.
Yeah, thank you, and happy new year to everybody. And it was, for us, it was a nice, quiet day, and both Christmas and New Year's.
Uh-huh.
Nothing exciting happened.
Yeah.
Weather held up.
Yeah, it did hold up until after the first, that's for sure, or on the first, yeah. Whatever. But, yeah. So we usually kind of start out, Tom, talking about your vision. I think you're totally fully sighted, right?
Well, yeah, if you want to call it, not 2020, but... I started out as a youngster with a vision problem. I was born with cataracts and went through my childhood, just basically my mom, dad, and myself until I was 5 years old, and my brother came along. And so somehow... the superintendent of MSB contacted my folks, or the other way around, and in 1943, we visited the school, had a tour, and next thing I know, I was a student there in 1943.
Yeah.
And we started late, it was in October. So I attended the Missouri School for the Blind all through my elementary and secondary education. Graduated in 1955. There were 10 of us in our class, and 40% of us are still alive.
Really? Who else was in your class at that time? Can you remember?
Well, yeah, I remember well. started out, there was... Mary Smith, now Longinati, Marion Fisher, Tom Reese, Don Shockley, Bill Benson, let's see, Betty Nolke, and myself. I think that was the class in 1943.
Well, you named some rascals there. You sure did. So you guys gave your teachers a hard time, I'm sure. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the teachers, but I gave enough people a hard time. there were, I guess, four of us that started and finished all through school together.
Hmm. Well, good. Good.
Bill Benson, Don Shockley, Tom Reese, and myself.
Wow. That is quite a quartet there. It sure is.
We picked up a few along the way and lost a few.
Uh-huh.
And so...
Well, something good came out of you being at MSB, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm convinced that I attended there at the right time, because then it was a fully residential school, for those who needed to be living there.
Mm-hmm.
And we not only learned the three R's, as it will, we learned social etiquette and how to behave in the public and everything else. So I think that our class was one of the fortunate ones to have been there at that time we were.
Mm-hmm.
In 1955, graduated in June. In August, I had my first eye surgery to remove a cataract on one eye. Then in January of 56, I had the other eye operated on and ended up with enough vision that no longer was considered legally blind and so forth. Let's see.
Yeah, I didn't know they could do that type of surgery back in the 50s.
Well, yes, and it was much different than it is today.
I bet.
Back then, you stayed in bed almost motionless as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
For almost a week. Then you had to, at least I had one of the finest cataract surgeons in the business, and that was Ted Sanders, who is now deceased. And he, at that time, he was the school eye doctor.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And so that's how I learned about the surgery.
Right.
I had to wait till after school when I could make up my own decision, because my parents were afraid that if I'd have surgery, I might lose the sight that I had.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, sounds like you made the right decision.
Yeah.
Well, I think so too.
Yes.
And
yeah.
So, I'm fortunate today I still am able to drive. And
mm-hmm. Well, good deal. Chip?
Yeah. Tom, you mentioned about going to school at Missouri School for the Blind.
Yeah.
And of course, you had the social academic skills and everything that you were taught. Did you also learn any blindness skills while you were there?
Oh, I learned Braille. When I started out, everybody learned Braille. And usual methods of teaching Braille blind people, I went along with and learned the same as everybody else. It was not until I was in high school that I started using completely print books.
I got you. Yeah. Okay. And you mentioned that while you were attending Missouri School for the Blind, that is where you met Bev, your wife.
I did. She came, I forgot now, her first year there, she was tutored by Montague Harvey. And so she did not catch up with me in class until the third grade. I can tell this story happily, but I can't verify it with anybody, because only the ones that knew what I was coming to are long gone. About the fourth, fifth grade, somewhere along the line, I told my mother when she was visiting there for some purpose, PTA, I guess. But I pointed Bev out to her and I said, "That is the girl I'm going to marry."
Oh, wow. Well, no.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, we of course, dated in high school, started as sophomores, and went studied together until we graduated, and then she went on to Missouri Valley College, and I went to work.
So where did you work when you graduated college?
I didn't graduate from college. She did.
Okay. So where did you go to work once you...
Well, once I did several different jobs, started out in Six Bear and Fuller's warehouse doing inventory of housewares department. And then I went from there. I had various jobs, but I've done everything from purchasing to personnel work. I started out at Barnes Hospital for the full main job, started out in the mail room, transferred to the personnel office, where I did clerk's work, and then I did interviewing for prospective hirees, and moved from there into the dispatch department, which was a transport service where people coming into the hospital needed to be escorted to their rooms or whatever. And so I was there and as a supervisor, dispatcher, and then supervisor, and I filled in as personnel director when the director left. And so I got my personnel experience there. I moved from there to assign manufacturing company where I was in purchasing. And I did that for a couple of years. And I went to work for a marine insurance company as an underwriter. That was in 1968. Underwriter, and then I moved to claims processing, and I left there in 82. Unfortunately, not at my intent, but and so then I drove a van for City of Richmond Heights, transporting senior citizens. And so, and then I went there to J.C. Penney, where I was in sales for about 6 months. And then I went to watch and jewelry repair and spent that time until I retired. And so from there, I got involved with MCB back along with Bev we were married in 1959. She tells a story that 1959 was a busy year for her. She graduated from college, got a job, and got married in the same year.
Now, Tom, you and Beb both have just the one daughter, right?
We have the one daughter, Sharon.
Yeah.
Who has some mental issues, medical issues.
Special needs, yeah. She's a sweet girl, though. She really is.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, anyway, I feel like that I've gotten through my personal life. I've picked up a lot of experience in various jobs, which helped me and along the way. We became involved with MCB back when Shirley was president in the 80s, she asked Bev to get involved in the blind pension situation. And that was back when Vonetta Fraser was chair of the committee. And so we've been involved in that side of it, and for until the lawsuit was settled. But prior to that, I was personnel chair for a couple of years. Thank you, Chip.
Yes. Yep.
And I volunteered then when it came necessary to have some personnel changes in the office, I volunteered to work at the office as much time as needed to kind of help things move along. While there, I spent time on my own, at my own choice, writing and revising a personnel manual, which I don't know what how that stood since I've not been involved there. So, as you know, Bev was ED for a few years, and so when she left, we left, I left, but still kept involved. And I feel like that I personally have contributed to the organization, and the organization has helped me.
You always have some good input on email lists, Tom. You know, there's a sometimes discussion going on, and I appreciate your input that you do on some of those email lists. You mentioned that Bev was ED for a while. How is Bev doing now? How's she doing health-wise? I know it's not real good, but can you just update the listeners?
Well, she was diagnosed, it's been 2 years now, or will be 2 years, diagnosed with the beginning of Alzheimer's. And has slowly... that has progressed, but there's three stages to Alzheimer's, and she is in the early, I would say early to mid stage of the first stage.
Hmm. Well, I hate to hear that Alzheimer's is such a dreadful disease for the person going through it, but for the family and everybody involved. It's terrible.
And she's got a significant hearing loss as well, too, doesn't she?
Oh, yes, she does. And so she has not been in communication with very many people because she has a hard time with the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't get on the computer anymore. So I don't get on there too much, but I do monitor what goes on.
Yeah.
Tom, are you and Bev, are you members of any local affiliate? Are you members at large now?
We're members at large.
Okay, yeah. But you still, I did want to ask you before we get too far away from it, regarding Missouri School for the Blind, you still do the get-together once a year?
I have been active. With the Alumni Association for many years. I am happy to say that at one time, and I don't know what year it was, now it was in the 80s, a group of us got together and felt like that we needed to do something to help the Alumni Association and help school. So we formed what is now and has been since the beginning, the Boosters Club. And I am no longer a member of that, but I was a charter member of it. And we tried to assist the school along with the Alumni Association where we could, and kept up with that. Now I have been president, treasurer, secretaries, both recording and correspondent for several years now in the Alumni Association. Unfortunately, in 2018, the association kind of fell apart. The elected board, we don't know what happened to that, so a group of us have gotten together, and we have picked it up. Right now, we have about 13, 14 people. So we have
revived it.
Revived the Alumni Association.
Uh-huh. Well, good.
We
good.
Are looking for members to come back that wish to, and certainly we still feel like we can do something for MSB, even though it has changed drastically.
Let's put out an appeal right here, Tom, for those listening that graduated from MSB or even attended MSB, maybe didn't even graduate,
yeah.
But they can contact, I guess, you to get more involved.
If they'd like. Yeah, I'm corresponding secretary again.
Okay.
So yeah. They can contact me, and I'm happy to give my phone number is area 314-801-8021. My email address is tomboy21@sbcglobal.net. I would be happy and look forward to hearing from anybody who is interested at all.
Okay. Well, hopefully maybe somebody will give you a call or email you about getting involved in the MSB Alumni Association. Now, yes. Last week we had a guest on, Donna Weedluck. She said you were best man at their wedding.
That's true. I was.
Huh?
Well, that's a name title. Obviously.
So you and John are pretty good friends, I guess, huh?
Yeah. We pretty much had a weekly game going on, card game or bowling or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Bev and I and Sharon later on, when she became old enough, participated in the blind bowling leagues for several years.
Now, which league were you in? The Red Rollers or?
No, we were in the Pin Splitters.
Oh, the Pin Splitters, okay.
And then a group of us broke off from that, and I hate to say I forgot the name of the league. We started a league on our own.
Uh-huh. Okay. Chip?
Yeah, Tom, so what was it about MCB that attracted you and Bev to join the organization?
Well, when Shirley asked us to get involved with the Blind Pension, we weren't members, so we felt like if we were going to get involved, we needed to become members. So we started out as members at large in 1990. I think it was, and have been members ever since. Of course, being a sighted person, considered sighted, I could not hold office, but this may not be the time, but I'm a firm believer that time has come when sighted members should be allowed to have full membership, including holding office.
The only position that I know right now that a sighted member is able to hold is treasurer.
And can be chairpersons.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
But as I said, I'd like to see that change. But I felt like that I had a lot that I could contribute to the organization, and did. For a long time, I was building chair for the building committee, and was the initiator of getting the second bathroom built.
In the office there, right?
At the MCB headquarters office.
Tom, before we close it up, I think Chip has one more question for you.
Actually, I have two.
Okay.
The first one is, Tom, I know that you and Bev are now currently members at large, but, you know, in your time being a member of MCB, Is there anything that really stands out in your mind? Any one significant thing? And I guess, looking, you mentioned about Bev and her involvement with the Blind Pension. You know, we owe her so much because, you know, she really started that whole thing. I remember when we first really got heavily involved with that, she was the one leader that really kind of took the bull by the horn, so to speak. So we owe her so much. But my question to you, Tom, is there anything else that maybe stands out in your mind, any other significant event or something that has taken place in MCB that you'd like to share?
No, I just I felt that MCB had a lot going and a lot of interest in trying to help the members, the visually impaired people of Missouri and everywhere else if possible. And so I was once referred to by one of the members, close associate, that in explaining to somebody who could see, that in his opinion, I knew more about blind people than they knew about themselves. Having grown up with them. And
yeah.
So I felt that MCB was a way of contributing what I could.
Yeah.
So I was always happy to do it.
We appreciate the contributions you made, too.
You bet,
Tom.
You bet. Well, Tom, my last question, and I'm wondering if I probably would have been better to ask Bev this question, but I'm going to ask you. What is it about Tom Armstrong that really hardly anybody knows about, maybe except for your immediate family, that you would not mind sharing with our listeners?
Just from personal, I don't know that I have anything really, but I've always felt and always have been a good listener. So, in that capacity, and even though I had no education in it, I've always been sort of a social worker, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that was a way that I felt I could add something to the organization and get something out of it for myself in satisfaction.
Well, Tom, in closing, is there anything you'd like to add to this interview today? Something maybe we didn't cover, or something you'd just like to say to the people listening?
No, at the present, I can't think of a thing that hadn't been said and done.
Okay.
I'm just sorry that I don't know as many of the new people as possible, you know, as perhaps I could have been. We haven't attended a convention for many years for obvious reasons.
Right. Yeah.
Doesn't mean we don't want to know what's going on.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. But you know, Tom, it's just really good to hear you mention some of your colleagues there at Missouri School for the Blind, Tommy Reese, Bill Benson, Don Shockley, Mary Longinati, all those different individuals. It's always good to reminisce about some of those individuals, because sometimes we just simply forget about them because they're not around anymore.
That's true.
Yeah, and we do appreciate it.
One of them, namely, is, of course, Ken Carter.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
And in school, he and I were pretty good buddies.
Yeah.
We kind of, after he left the school and, of course, went back his direction, didn't spend much time in St. Louis. But it was probably 30 years before I even heard from him.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
But it's a sad thing when somebody leaves and leaves.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. I always liked Kenny. He was a good guy. And I'm just going to miss him a great deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got me involved in playing the guitar. Although I can't play one, I have one. Just obtained one. I've got to try to work on it.
But well, Tom,
I wouldn't want to do it anything in public.
Tom, thank you for your time today. Appreciate it. And we just wish you and Bev a very happy new year, prosperous and blessed one. And we'll include Sharon in on that also. So
you bet.
Thank you very much.
I will pass the word on to both of them.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom. And
folks, for you that are listening, if you have somebody you would like for us to interview here on Meet the People of MCB, give me a call at 636-428-1500 or give Chip a call at
417-540-9703.
Until the next time, keep listening. You might even hear yourself on here. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks and bye.